Hey, everybody, Brian Murphy here, and you can make your money work harder for you with Provident Credit Union's Pick a Term Certificate. For a limited time, you can select a term of either 3, 6, or 9 months and earn an impressive 4.75% annual percentage yield, or earn 4.50% with a 12-month term. Yes, up to 4.75%. It's the perfect opportunity to achieve your short-term savings goals while enjoying a high dividend rate. With Provident's Pick a Term Certificate, you have the flexibility to choose the term that suits you best. So whatever you're saving for, Provident has you covered. Visit providentcu.org or swing by a branch for more details. And if you're in the Oakland area, there's a new location at Temescal Plaza. Don't wait. Secure your financial future today. This rate is effective as of March 26th, 2024. Minimum balance required of $10,000. Early withdrawal penalties may apply. Federally insured by the NCUA. For additional information, please visit providentcu.org.
Hey, everybody. It's Coop and Kipe on Baseball. And today we're going to talk about the artificial turf here at Chase Field. And we're going to let you know what some of the infielders, and some of the pitchers think about the new surface. We'll do that when we come back. Well, the big difference in this ballpark, Chase Field, here in Arizona, as we are about to play game two of this three-game series, Giants against the Diamondbacks. And the big difference is the artificial turf that they have here. And we talked a bit about it yesterday. But today we went around and we were asking some of the Giants infielders as to how they liked it. It started with the infielders, then it kind of morphed into the pitchers. And across the board, the pitchers like it because it's a slower infield. Across the board, the infielders don't quite trust it. And, you know, you're talking yesterday about the seams that you had on the first turfs that we played in back in the 70s, which were kind of new. Well, it's still an issue. And then there was a bounce in last night's ball game that came up, a second bounce that came up and exploded on Brandon Belt, who's got quick hands. And it almost hit him in the face. And they all took notice of it. So the question I have for you, Kipe, an old infielder, as you've gone through the transition of playing on a regular turf field and going to play on artificial turfs. How do these guys get over the seam?
You play like a goalie. You just try to knock it down. I couldn't tell you how this plays unless I went out and took 5 ground balls. But judging by what I've seen, it looks like you're going to get some top spin coming off the turf. It's going to hit the dirt. And then if there's some good topspin, then it's going to pop up on you. So you're just going to have to almost assume that balls are going to come up. They're not going to stay down. If they stay down, you're going to look bad because it's going to go between your legs.
Well, that's what Panic said. He goes, I keep wanting to bring my hands up, waiting for every ground ball. And that's the kiss of death when you start doing that, right? Because now all of a sudden you're exposed down underneath the glove.
You just have to assume that the ball is going to come up. If it stays down, look, it's always 100 times easier to come up on a ball than to go down. If you have to think about going down, it's too late.
Well, one thing they did say about this new artificial turf is they like it better than the old infield.
Yeah.
The old infield, which was really almost as hard as concrete, and it was extremely quick.
Well, then that's on dirt. I mean, then the dirt is better. And like I said yesterday, even the color makes it look like the dirt is better because it's damp. I mean, one of the hazards of when we were playing at Candlestick with the wind wasn't what the wind did on pop-ups. It was what the wind did to dry up the infield. You couldn't water it enough. You really had to water it every inning or every 2 innings to make it like a major league infield. And they watered it every 3. So,
by the way, that's the worst turf I ever saw. The old turf at Candlestick.
Yeah, and I never saw it. I saw it on TV when O.J. Simpson was running the football.
Well, that was one thing O.J. did that was good. When he got from the Bills to the Niners, he made him take out the turf.
Yeah.
Well, they didn't even put a pad under it. It was just the turf rolled out onto grass, and it was hard as a rock.
It was good to hit on, but it wasn't really good to feel.
Well, that's – I had Jack Clark one night. The thing about the turf at Candlestick, it seemed like it was always damp, you know, because of the environment and the fog,
right,
and whatnot. Jack Clark hit a one-hop skimmer that hit me in the shin. I never had a chance to move.
Yeah, of course not.
And to this day, I have a groove in my shin bone thanks to the turf and Jack Clark. Anyway, that's a tangent. Bottom line here,
that's all right.
They like it better than the old infield.
Yeah. Well, not only that, but it looks better. And you don't have that stupid dirt line from the home plate area to the mound.
Yeah.
It almost looked like a target.
Made no sense at all. It's Crooked Kaipon Baseball. Enjoy this great game.